Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Monday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this update is brought to you by Sure Hospital. Are you sure? Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs. At 2:01 a.m. yesterday, the Huron County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene of a fatality incident at the end of Elkton Road at the intersection of Etzler Road in Lake Township. Two motorists had minutes earlier come across a heavily damaged pickup that had impacted with a tree in the off-road brush of that T intersection. When they got out to check and see if there were any occupants in the wreckage, it was discovered that a lone occupant was unresponsive in it with a gunshot wound to the head. The victim, 43-year-old Daniel S. Bouverette of Bad Axe, was pronounced dead at the scene. A Huron County Medical Examiner's Office investigator then responded, along with an accident investigator from the Huron County Sheriff's Office. Preliminary investigation is suggesting that the victim likely took his life with the handgun while northbound on Elkton Road, but did it just prior to going off the end of it and impacting a tree. It is further believed the vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed when the crash occurred. The victim's 2021 Chevrolet pickup and other personal items have been seized for this ongoing investigation. Anyone who believes they may have further information about this incident is asked to call the Huron County Sheriff's Office during regular business hours at 989-269-6500 or Huron Central Dispatch at 989-269-6421. The Police Protection Services of Sanilac County Sheriff's Department will be expanding. The Sanilac County Board of Commissioners approved separate contracts for the Sheriff's Department to provide law enforcement services to Fremont Township and to Marlette Township. During the same meeting, the commissioners approved spending $20,000 to sponsor a corrections deputy to attend the Oakland Community College's Police Academy program. When the deputy completes the training program, the officer will then work for the Sheriff's Department. Also, approval was given to spend up to $60,000 to buy an inmate transport van. We'll be right back.
Dr. Liz Milligan is one of our latest providers to join the Sure Health team and has now seen patients in Bad Axe. So, Dr. Milligan, why is family medicine so important to achieve better health?
To me, family medicine is their patient's first person that they go to with anything, and they have that relationship with them, they trust them. Family medicine physicians are in that unique role where they can care for the whole family and support the family, and it really just allows them to take care of patients in a different way when you know their brother and their sister and their parents and their kids and their grandkids, and you get the whole picture. And that's really what I view myself as a physician, is taking care of the whole picture, the whole patient. So I think family medicine just uniquely allows me to do that.
Make your appointment today with Dr. Liz Milligan at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. You can learn more about Dr. Liz Milligan by going to sure.org. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
A jury has found a 43-year-old Lapeer County woman guilty of murdering her son. Elizabeth DuBois was found guilty of first-degree child abuse and felony murder for the death of her son, Austin, who died in 2019. According to court records, her son had a rare but treatable throat cancer that caused his death. The cancer caused a visible lump on Austin's neck, and court records indicate that several family members urged DuBois to take her son to see a doctor, but she never did, citing several excuses not to do so, which resulted in the child's death in May of 2019. DuBois is scheduled for sentencing on March 23rd. She could be sentenced to life in prison without parole.
For only 5 big days, Ashley and Bad Axe is doing something you don't see every day. Free delivery on everything store-wide. That's right, if it's in the store and meets the minimum purchase requirements, it's delivered free. Sofas, love seats, sectionals, free delivery. Recliners and lift chairs, free delivery. dining sets, mattresses, bedroom groups, office furniture, all of it delivered free during this limited time event. And while you're taking advantage of free delivery, you can also save up to 25% off store-wide, with accessories up to 50% off. Plus, make it even easier with available 1 year and 5 year no interest financing. Ashley & Baddox is locally owned and operated, and this is our biggest delivery offer of the season. 5 days only, this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Free delivery store-wide. Some exclusions may apply. See Ashley & Baddox for details.
This is Jean Hart. Come see me at Ashley & Baddox for the best selection of dining sets, recliners, and accent pieces to make your house a home.
Shopping at the north end of Baddox is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
U.S. Senator Gary Peters of Michigan said the Senate has approved a bipartisan short-term funding agreement that keeps several federal agencies operating while talks continue on reforms to the Department of Homeland Security's immigration enforcement practices. Peters, the top Democrat on the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, emphasized that the measure allows agencies such as FEMA and the Transportation Security Administration to maintain operations but does not resolve DHS funding. Peters said lawmakers have 2 weeks to reach an agreement on a DHS funding bill that includes reforms, including requirements for body cameras and clearer identification for federal law enforcement officers. He warned that failure to reach a deal would result in a shutdown of DHS operations. The agreement also fully funds other federal agencies, ensuring continued support for programs benefiting Michigan, including services for military members, infrastructure investments, and mental health resources.
This is Nate from Pigeon Hardware. I'm a handyman, not a weatherman, but I do know that Michigan winters can be unpredictable. Stay prepared with supplies from Pigeon Hardware. And if you're stuck inside, start that project that you've been putting off with our do-it-best paints.
And this is Kim. We're stocked up with shovels, ice melt, heat tape, and everything you need for whatever winter brings. If you're snowed in, brighten up the indoors with do-it-best paints. We've got a full color selector chart and all the do-it-best paint supplies to get the job done.
We also offer key cutting, screen repair, and replacement, UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items.
Stay prepared this season with Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, making home improvement easy as pie.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
As Michigan pushes to attract high-tech investment, experts are urging lawmakers to consider the environmental and infrastructure impact of new data centers, a trend that could eventually reach communities in the Thumb. At a recent hearing in Lansing, representatives from the Heartland Institute cautioned that these massive facilities, which operate around the clock, consume significant electricity and water, potentially straining local resources. With statewide energy demand already climbing due to electric vehicles and artificial intelligence, experts say unchecked growth could lead to higher costs and system reliability issues. The Institute encouraged state leaders to adopt clear policies similar to those in other states, such as special tariffs on large-scale energy users and safeguards to keep added costs from falling on residents and small businesses. While some cities are weighing ordinances to attract data center projects, public opposition has surfaced over possible environmental impacts. The discussion mirrors a larger debate across Michigan: how to balance economic opportunity with sustainable resource management, a conversation increasingly relevant for rural and agricultural regions like the Thumb. A 39-year-old man with a prior bank robbery conviction has admitted to damaging property and assaulting a staff member during a break-in at the Bay County Law Enforcement Center. Prosecutors say Shane Gillette pleaded guilty this week to charges of malicious destruction of police property and assaulting a jail employee. The incident happened in May of 2025 when Gillette, who was on parole at the time, repeatedly kicked and punched the locked glass doors of the closed facility until he got inside. Police quickly restrained him, but officials said Gillette later attacked a corrections officer. He faces a possible 5-year prison sentence when he returns to court for sentencing on March 2nd. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Sure Hospital. Are you sure? Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. I do have one obituary here to mention this afternoon. Roger Michael Green, age 93, of Ubley, passed away on Wednesday, January 28th. He was born on March 20th, 1932, in Detroit. He married Sandra, Sandy Ross, on April 11th, 1964, in Royal Oak. Roger honorably served in the United States Marine Corps from 1951 to 1954. Service will be held on Tuesday, February 3rd at 11 a.m. at the McAlpine Funeral Home, Mack Chapel in Bad Axe. A visitation will be held on Tuesday, February 3rd at 10 o'clock until time of service at 11 at the Mack Chapel. Burial will be at Valley Cemetery in Ubley at a later date.